Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh, me. Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
Myra works at an office and her friend said she's single. So I said, here's what we'll do. We will call her under the guise of just making like just a regular old survey. Like when someone calls you for a survey.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had someone do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
And have you ever said yes? Just with the, on the off chance, like every now and then you're like, okay, yeah, I'll be nice. Yeah, I'll say yes.
I've done it a couple times, yeah.
Yeah. And then halfway through you regret it.
Yeah.
Because it's really weird. So here's what we are going to do. We're going to call Myra at the office. Her friends say that she's nice and she's on the phone with everyone. She stays on the phone. And so if you call her, she won't get off.
Oh, man.
Halfway through this call, Myra is going to realize that the survey was only about finding enough out about her that I could ask her on a date.
Oh,
if you knew someone's preferences, you could make yourself the perfect date for them. Like,
it's a perfect match.
I love to eat.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff. So get ready.
Oh my God, Rick.
This is the survey date. Hey, it's perfect. Come on. I'm about to get a date.
I can't believe
it. It's our latest prank call. It's the phone jibber. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Myra Gonzalez.
This is her.
Myra, my name is Rick Carson. I'm from Aspen Research, and we do very short, very quick phone surveys. Do you have just 1 second to answer a few questions? I promise it won't take much time at all. I'll get you right off the phone.
How much time is real quick?
It will just take like 6 or 7 questions, and then we'll be on our way.
Sure. I have to go back to work in a couple minutes.
Okay,
so
all right. Let's get right to it. Question number one, yes or no, do you like hiking?
No.
No. Okay. Question number two. Do you like going out to eat?
Yes.
Okay. Question number three. What is your favorite type of restaurant?
One with a good view.
Okay.
And I would say spicy food.
Spicy food. Okay. This is good. Okay. Question number four. One being completely and 10 being not at all. How much free time do you have? On a scale of 1 to 10.
I have a little bit of free time. I'm not completely open.
Okay, and then do you work on the weekends?
No.
Okay. What is your hobby?
Hobby. I would say spending time with family. Other than that, I don't really have a hobby. I can't really think of one. Other than working out, I guess.
Okay, what is your favorite type of movie?
Scary. Horror.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you so much for taking our survey. I really appreciate it. Did you have any questions for me?
What is the survey for exactly?
It's just for our research company. We just do a lot of research.
Okay.
All right. That's cool. Well, and so you don't work weekends, huh? That's interesting.
No, yeah. I have a good schedule. I'm off weekends.
That's perfect. I don't know if you're open to this, but would you be interested in maybe going to catch a scary movie?
Are you allowed to ask girls that you serve me?
Well, I mean, you just seem so nice. I just thought I would ask.
That's really sweet of you, but I don't know you, and I thought.
Well, no, I mean, well, I know, but you kind of do know me.
Well,
you kind of do know me, right? You know my name. I'm Rick Carson.
I know your name,
I'm with Aspen, right?
You call people for surveys. That's it.
Okay. Well, what do you want to know about me?
How many women do you ask on dates?
No, No. It's not like that. It's just that I thought we had a lot of stuff in common. I don't like hiking. I do have weekends off. I love scary movies and spicy food. I was like, whoa, when is that ever going to happen again? So,
oh my God. I don't think that's enough to have in common with somebody.
Well, okay, ask me a question. Maybe we got more in common. Tell me you're free this weekend and we'll go find a spicy restaurant.
Oh my God.
Come on.
If someone asks us how we met, I'm going to say he called me asking me these weird questions.
He called.
For a survey. I have no
he
idea
called me because he was interested in finding the right woman, right?
That's not what the survey was for. What do you mean? So you planned this?
Hey,
oh my God.
You know what? It's so hard to find the perfect woman. When she comes along, you can't just say.
Did you like dial my number randomly? And like,
you were in my database. Let's just say you were in my database. What do you look like?
Are you working right now?
Yeah, I'm taking
is this
surveys.
Your job to do this?
Well, not exactly find out what you look like, but I just feel like there's so much potential here. If you look right, maybe we got something going on here. You know what I'm saying?
I am not going to tell you what
I'm guessing, like brunette, probably pretty like fit, like probably curvy.
Excuse me, are you serious? Are you seriously asking me what I look like?
Hey, look.
I'm not going to describe myself to you.
Okay. What do you think this is? Some kind of prank call?
It better be. I hope so.
Myra, it's Rick. It's the phone jibba. It is a prank call.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow.
You just been a phone jibba. It's Morton in the Morning. Phone jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
The phone jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.